Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. No one is sure what the months ahead hold, but it's pretty certain that there will be lots of changes, with the pandemic probably winding down and new policies concerning infrastructure, family finances, and climate change, among others, possibly coming into effect in the United States. We'll be experiencing a new birth of sorts. And on Morning Prayer this week, we've already seen how focusing on innocence instead of evil led to new births and good outcomes. We can see the same sort of thing operating at Christ Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus knew he was innocent of all charges, of course. So, like Job, whom we talked about on Tuesday, he refused to see himself as at fault or as a sinner who was being punished. On the other hand, he was not like the religious authority we saw yesterday, who condemned as a sinner the woman who bathed Jesus' feet with her tears. Jesus was not going to be duped by evidence of sin and evil, even when that evil was directed at him. His statement, "Father, forgive them," suggests he was rejecting the notion that evil was a real force that could have adverse effects on him. He wasn't going to accept what was going on as definitive. And, of course, he went on to have a new birth unparalleled by any other in history. He proved that evil isn't the power it so often appears to be. May we too maintain our innocence, reject evil, and have a new birth into more and more good. Amen.